All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Win by Two podcast. This is now season three, episode two. I'm going to figure out these episode orders pretty soon. Today is going to be, you know, the pre-draft, you know, talk. We're going to talk about some of the talent coming in. We're going to talk about who's our favorite picks. We're going to, well, on our end, we're watching footage and you guys won't be able to see that. But, you know, if that's what y'all want,
let us know. Get at us on some type of social media. And we'll give y'all a visual.
Exactly. Until y'all say y'all want it, you know, that's when, you know, we're going to make it happen. But before we get into the draft pickings and, you know, the prospects and everything like that, we're going to quickly talk about this new trade between the Memphis Grizzlies and the New Orleans Pelicans. The trade consisted of Eric Bledsoe, Steven Adams, the number 10 pick, and the number 40 pick, and a 2022 first round pick to the Grizzlies for Jonas Valanciunas, number 17, and number 51.
Sum it up for him. We got Jonas Valanciunas playing for the Pelicans.
Yes, Valanciunas played for the Pelicans.
And Bledsoe and Steven Adams are playing for the Grizzlies.
Although I'm reading and hearing that Eric Bledsoe is going to get cut, just to, you know, like that he wasn't interested in playing for them anyway. But overall, I think the Pelicans traded a lot to dump the contracts of Eric Bledsoe and Steven Adams. So you got rid of two big, like, you know, heavy hitters on your payroll, but in the same breath, you gave up your number 10 pick for this year and a first round pick next year that's top 10 protected. Memphis will probably end up getting that for Jonas Valanciunas in number 17 and number 51. I don't know what Valanciunas' numbers were last year, but I know he was doing pretty well in Memphis. I know that
he played his role.
He was really solid.
The only thing that worries me about this is the Pelicans are going to lose Lonzo, and they just lost Bledsoe.
Well, see, the thing with this trade, though, is that, like, it either opens the door for you to re-sign Lonzo, or you can go after, like, one of those other point guards, the Kyle Lowry's, the Mike Conley's, you know, those kind of, like, players. Valanciunas averaged 17 and 13. That's actually a really good player. 17 and 13 off of 60% shooting. That's not bad.
77 from the free throw.
Yeah, ain't 77 from the free throw line. Like, that's pretty solid. Steven Adams. Let's see what Steven Adams.
He ain't having no damn 17, I tell you that.
Probably not. But Steven Adams is a big body.
Crocky, mate.
7-9-2, 61% from the field, 44% from the free throw line. He's a terrible free throw shooter. Golly. But you don't pick him up for that. You pick him up for
rebounding, but they lost. Valanciunas averaged more rebounds.
And he had more points. So you pick him up for the big bodies. Go ahead and watch, like, a YouTube video of Steven Adams, like, setting screens. And it's like, it looks like they're getting hit by a truck. Like, and everybody's mad. Even Jimmy came out and said, that motherfucker's strong as shit. So there you go with that. As far as winners, though, I feel like the Grizzlies won this one for sure.
Won that one by a long.
But they won it from the standpoint of, like, assets, but maybe not on the books. Maybe, like, you know, the money's kind of tied up. But then again, Memphis is also a very hard spot to get people to come to. So you have to do your player acquisitions, you know, through trades and whatnot. Okay, now that we could dive a little bit deeper and say, like, you know, what does that mean for the Pelicans? I know that getting rid of Steven Adams opens up the space more for Zion in the paint. So I don't know if they want to go for, like, the whole, like, small ball route.
What are they going to do with Jonas? Jonas can shoot a little bit, but, I mean,
he stretches the floor. Like, he's just not going to sit in the paint.
So. Either way you go, it ain't going to work. They don't get a point guard.
It's true. So we all, I mean, that's probably what their number one, you know, like, hit list is, to get a point guard. So whether that's Zoe, that's Kyle Lowry, Mike Conley. Although I hope they do get Zoe, because I do like the chemistry between Zoe and Zion. I think the chemistry between Zoe, Zion, and B.I. in general is pretty solid. Memphis, go ahead and go. Not Memphis, but New Orleans. Go ahead and re-sign Zoe and, you know, set your core feature up and just build from there. All right. Now into the main topic of today, which is the NBA prospects coming in. Now, if you're like us, we didn't watch a lot of college basketball. To be honest, I don't know if anybody really did. That's, but then I could be speaking for everybody, and that's not the case. But we do know the top three picks, or top three prospects in this class, is Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, and Evan Mobley. The only one I'm actually kind of familiar with is Jalen Green, and that's because I've been watching him throughout high school, and he was one of the first ones to come out and say he's going to play in the G League, which, you know, is highly respectable, get paid, do your thing. So we're going to start at the top. Cade Cunningham is a 6'8", 220 point guard slash shooting guard for Oklahoma State.
He nice. He nice, bro.
His stats are 26-3.
20 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists.
Three and a half assists.
Yeah.
He shoots 43% from the field goal and 40 from 3. Is 40 from 3 good? Is that like a good, like... Yeah. I think 40 from 3 is pretty solid.
40 from 3 is like, that's pretty much elite, bro.
Yeah, like that's pretty...
Well, I mean, high 40 is elite. 40 from 3, that's very good.
Yeah, because in like the whole, it's like the 50-40-90 is like 40% from 3 is like... 40 from 3 that's good, actually, bro. Really good.
That's great.
I think if I was going to look at these just stats, I think the only glaring issue would be 3.5 assists as a point guard, but in college, it's a different ball game. Like, not a lot of college, you know, players come out doing like 8-9 assists anyway. From the looks of it, though, he's actually pretty solid. Like,
only thing that worries me is that he's not, I feel like if he does come in as a point guard, which I don't think he will, I don't know if he's quick enough, man. He's big.
He is big.
But I don't know if he's quick enough to just be guarding Damian Lillard and Steph Curry and shit.
That's also the thing, too. Like, when these point guards that come in, like, you got to think, are they ready to guard, you know?
I mean, they don't have to be ready, but can you just keep up with him, you know, a little bit? He going to torture your ass because he's been doing this for years, but I don't know if he...
But he's also bigger.
He's also, so like I said, that's why I just say he's also bigger, so it could work in his advantage. I don't know. Ben Simmons does it, but Ben Simmons is also very fast.
Ben Simmons is fast.
Very fast.
Melo's fast, too.
Yeah, right. LaMelo's fast. Like, all the bigger guards are pretty...
Zoe's pretty fast.
They're pretty fast.
And he doesn't look like he's as fast as them.
But he's big.
He's just big. It's just like...
He's 226A, and you can tell he's kind of... Yeah, he looks it.
He's definitely pulling, like, more physicality than, like, speed.
Yeah, he might switch to the two-guard. If he switched to the two-guard, it could be a problem.
And you just take the ball out of his hand?
No. It could be kind of a D-Wade type two-guard or a Donovan Mitchell type two-guard. Shit, even a Devin Booker type two-guard.
I can see that.
Because he would have the ball in his hand, he just wouldn't be guarding it one.
He can shoot.
He can shoot, bro. He can do everything, bro.
So, like, okay, with this, and then what's the... Where do you see him going? Like, what's the potential? Is the potential, like, you looking at Luka-esque? Bro, he has moves, too. You're looking at, like, the Luka-esque where, like, you're going to do the 20s, 11, 13s, or is it, like...
Confidence. That's the number one key. Depending on the top three teams that he could go to, it's going to test your confidence. And if it cracks...
Who got the top three picks of Detroit, Houston, and Cleveland?
Yeah, so if your confidence cracked...
And those are tough teams to go to right now.
Bro, I think Houston, right now, for sure.
Houston is...
Whoever goes to Houston, I think, would be pretty okay.
Pretty solid because, like, it's Houston. It's in a bigger market to
Texas.
It's just
Houston. It's young. You got Kevin Porter. Like, y'all might be able to get busy over
there. And
there's
not a history of
you losing. You might be able to have fun, I guess. You might lose, but it's not going to be like, all right, we getting... Like, y'all will be out there having fun. There's just a bunch of young people balling. But Detroit, bro.
And Cleveland?
Like, bro... That's pretty depressing, dude. If you think about it as a basketball player, like, you do not want to go to none of those teams, bro. Like, that is, they're just depressing. Cleveland is post LeBron, depressing. And Detroit is just, bro, they just.
Detroit has been.
I don't think they've been to the playoffs until 2014, maybe. Andre Drummond took them 1 year, like 2014, 2015.
But even then, like, bro, they haven't seen, like, glory days since, like, what?
2003.
Yeah, 2003.
2004, whatever year they won it. 2004, I think. But, man, I don't know.
Is Cade Cunningham a player that could change that, though?
Confidence. He looks pretty confident to me, so I'll say yeah right now. But like I said, all it takes is one person to shoot your confidence down. Especially being young. But if he come in like, I'm the best player on the court, and he knows it, on some cocky, not even really cocky, but just,
I don't think it's
super
cocky.
Confident. Just be super confident.
I think if they give him the keys.
No, they're going to give him the keys.
We're already in a position where we don't really, we're not going to not give him to you, but just give him the keys. Let him just go.
They're going to give him the keys just as you're going to want to go out there and perform every night.
Yeah, that's true.
It's confidence, bro. It's really confidence. Like, LaMelo was confident. No matter what he was going to do, no he knew he was going to play his game regardless. Kay Cunningham could be, I mean, he could be the same. I feel like he could be the same way. But the only way I can see him not be come out, you know, good is because it's confidence. He goes to Detroit, injury or something, and he's just like, fuck, I don't want to do this. You know, like, it's Detroit, bro.
Yeah.
Just give him time. That's all I'm saying about him. If he does go to Detroit, you got to give him time. Maybe not.
And it's the East to where, like, you know, getting to the playoffs isn't as hard.
I know.
So, where, I mean, you come in and you win 35 games, you might just be in.
He ain't going with Detroit, I don't think so. Detroit got to make some
moves. What was Detroit's, let me see Detroit's, like, record last year.
Dog.
And let's see, like, you know.
Let's just leave it where it's at, bro. And just keep it.
Detroit Pistons, 20-52.
How do you lose 52 games?
I don't like they doing Dwayne Casey like that either. He ain't got the pieces to win, so don't blame Dwayne Casey.
Wait. I don't think Dwayne Casey was a coach last year. I thought Wiseman was a coach. Oh, Gundy got... Okay. Did they make it to the playoffs 1 year? 2019. What?
Huh?
Lost in the Eastern Conference first round to who, nigga?
Did Trey make the playoffs in 2018? Let me look this up.
Yeah, that was the play. I swear, I see the
2018.
No, they played them 20
playoffs.
What year Kyrie leave?
Because this would be new to me. Yeah, I don't see that, bro. This whatever the site I'm looking at is wrong. Cleveland, Indy, Philly. Yeah, oh
yeah, bro. They ain't making no damn.
They ain't make no playoffs, bro. Detroit. I would remember that. That's recent.
So I'm saying, I don't think Dwayne Casey was even the coach last year, bro. Look at, bro. Get off that side, bro. Wait, get off that side, bro.
There's no way, bro.
That shit ain't working. I remember all those teams playing.
Yeah, whatever site this is, they got it. They lying for sure.
That's bullshit.
He's
going. He's just in there. Head coaches, bro. I don't think that was even a coach last year. Who the fuck is Troy?
Oh, these are general managers. My bad. I was like, bro, what?
Did it have that many coaches?
Yeah, Dwayne Casey was 2018.
Damn. Dwayne, y'all losing, bro.
It's not on him, though.
Man,
it's bro. You look at Detroit's roster, that's not on him.
Okay, so put yourself in the shoes of a young 19-year-old finna go play there. It's ready. Like, bro, I don't want to go here. It's terrible.
I just want ESPN. That's what I want. Therefore, I can look at the record correctly. And Detroit, yeah, they went 20-52 last year.
They might go for Jaylen, bro.
We'll get into that. So they went 20-52. Kay Cunningham goes to Detroit. Does he give them 5 games?
Hell no.
You don't think he can boost them up 5 games?
Look at that roster.
The kid is averaging 20. You don't think he can give him 5 games?
What the fuck that mean? Bradley Beal averaged 33. They barely made it.
I think they get more than
his 20 second wins. Best player is Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, this is a very, very
good luck, bro.
Tough roster, bro.
I will say this. They're all big. They're all in that 6'8 to 6'5 range, but...
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Jahlil Okafor and...
Mason Plumlee.
Like, bro. You're reaching.
Sadiq Bey is nice and Jeremy Grant solid. You're reaching. Other than that, I don't really know
you're a lot of these reaching. Players. They're not making playoffs. All right,
okay. I say he can give them 3. At most, they
you
go... Give them they, one. Get, they get 23
give
them wins.
1, Gerald.
Nah.
You know who's coming back to the East?
Who's going back to the East?
What conference are they in? Go to Central Division right there.
Oh, Detroit? Click on that. The Atlantic?
Who's in that conference?
Or no, they're in Central.
Chicago, Cleveland. So they could, no, they play Milwaukee. So they could possibly get two and make, nope. I thought Chicago better than them. Indiana better than them. Shit, Cleveland better than them.
No, you think Cleveland's better than Detroit?
Yeah, with their roster right now, Cleveland better than Detroit. Kevin Love, Colin.
Garland. Kevin Love don't want to be there.
It don't matter.
Once again, this is pre-draft. Then we're not gonna. I'm not gonna dive into that because that's talking about future season shit, and we'll talk about that in another pod. This is just.
Yeah, I know.
Draft.
I'm saying it to say this. Cleveland only won 22. Cleveland better than Detroit.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like their roster, they only won 22, and Detroit won 20, and Cleveland got the better roster. So I'm saying the number one pick can't go there and get them 3-5.
All right.
I'm gonna say he can give them 25 wins for sure. That's where I can see that. No. I think they can get 25 next year.
No. He ain't that good. He good. I don't know. No. Hell no.
On to the next one. This one's my personal favorite. Jalen Green. Projected to go number two to Houston. This kid is actually really solid. And what excites me about him is that it's purely untapped potential. It's like he's 6'6". He can shoot. He's crazy athletic.
Super quick.
Like, if I was taking a pick, my number one pick would be him. Just based off of potential alone. Because he's coming in like with everything you need.
You already got a year playing with grown men.
The confidence is already there.
Like, bro, this would be my number one pick just off of that. If he went to college, it might be a little different, but he played in the G League and he was making it look kind of like.
Yeah, I think he.
Like pretty like easy. But
he averaged 17 in the G League. 18.
18 and what? 18,
four rebounds, three assists.
Yeah, see. You know what you get with him. He just wants to score.
But I'll take that.
I know. That's not bad. That's what you want. He can score. He
shots.
He play any defense at all? He had a steal.
Two averages, a steal and a half. So that's almost two steals a game. He shot 46 from the field and 37 from the three-point line.
Free throw.
82,
bro. He's 83. Good. Yeah, bro. He's good, bro.
That's a solid player he's right good. There. He's just, it's just good. All untapped potential.
Yeah.
Once he gets his, like, the experience to slow his game down, he's going to be solid.
And once he knows what he can do very easy, better than everybody else, like, I guess if he finds his move or whatever, I think he'll be more comfortable.
Yeah, he's going to be really solid.
I would take him number one.
But yeah, personally, I would. I don't see him sliding.
He's not past three, bro.
Yeah, after three, it gets a little crazy. You take three players over him, that's kind of nuts.
I don't see it happening, but.
So let's say, hypothetically, he ends up going to Houston. And, I mean, granted, I don't see Houston doing anything in the West when he does go there because it's just the West.
I wouldn't say that.
What are you saying then?
Houston has who? Who does Houston have?
Houston
ain't even really that bad. I just feel like they got off to the worst start because of the whole, like, if you think about it, if you come to a team and you're like, all right, let's rock out, but your star player, your 30 points a game player don't really want to do it, it's not really going to, it's pretty much going to ruin the whole season.
Houston, notable names on Houston is Christian Wood. Christian Wood had a big year this year. John Wall's there. I don't know what John Wall's like, what they want to do with John Wall and what John Wall wants to do in Houston. I have no idea.
Damn, 41?
Kevin Porter Jr.
Another goer.
Going off. The kid is nice. He's really nice. Kelly Olynyk. Kenny Martin Jr. That's not bad, bro.
Like I said, they're not bad, bro. That's not bad
potential, bro. Kenny Martin Jr. is really solid.
They're not going to do nothing, I don't think so, but they,
not yet.
They can compete.
They can definitely compete, but if they stay together, like, it's going to be pretty solid. Eric Gordon's still there.
I feel like they have a couple, like, late game, you know, close late game losses that they just could hold on to, but I don't know if it's going to be straight blowouts. Then again, they only won 17 games.
Ah, man. But they also lost Christian Wood really early.
And John Wall.
John Wall.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
I think this... Okay.
This would be their best pickup.
If I'm going to keep it a buck, I think this roster looks better than most Washington rosters John Wall has had. If John Wall decides to stay. I think they do.
You think they're better than the 2016 roster they had?
Well, I said most. I'm not gonna go over like through like all.
I don't think so.
But I don't think the Wizards had too many teams that's been.
No, they had a team better than this for sure.
No, I'm not saying better. I'm saying too many teams that's like has had potential. Like you know, maybe throughout John Wall's career as a Wizard, he probably had maybe like four teams that okay, this is ready to
go. Him playing with John Wall would be good because all they're gonna do is
run. And once again, it's dependent on whether or not, you know, John Wall wants to stay.
He's also he's tall, but he's not. He got to fill out.
Yeah, mostly, and that's the thing too. Like, there's only a couple.
There's not a lot of NBA ready bodies in this.
In this list I got, there's maybe like two, but for the most part, all these kids are coming in like, you know, 190 to where you got to put on 20.
Well, Kate Cunningham was 6'8", 220. That's pretty good.
Like,
he's probably he's
NBA pretty body ready. Like, but even like when you look at like your bigs, like not all of them coming in. How like, you know, Dwight came in 6'11", 235.
Well, let's be honest. Kate Cunningham, I don't think he can keep up with Jalen Green.
Kate Cunningham?
In terms of quickness. That's what I'm saying. If he comes in playing that one or that two, bro, it's like, can you keep, bro? I don't think he can keep up.
Nah, Jalen, he just moves really fast.
Well, James Harden moves pretty quick too.
James Harden's not like, he's not Kyrie quick. It's,
bro, he's Kyrie quick and he's strong.
James Harden?
Yes.
Is Kyrie quick?
Yes.
I don't think so.
All right.
I
didn't say he has a quicker handle.
No.
James Harden is, I feel like he's pretty much, for him to be 6'5", 2", whatever he is, he's just as quick as Kyrie, bro.
I don't think he's as quick as Kyrie.
All right. We can
debate later. Because Kyrie up there with like Steph, as far as like that level of quickness, I don't think James Harden is up there with like those kind of like ball handlers.
You crazy.
You think James Harden's up there with Stephen Curry and Kyrie?
In terms of dribbling and being quick with the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
The way that nigga picks his spots?
Yeah, that's picking his spots.
But the way he could get to a spot. Like, I've never seen James Harden get locked up to a point where he can't get to his spot.
That doesn't mean he's not quick or nothing like that.
That means you can't stay in front. If you can't stay in front of him, that means he's quick.
No, that just means he knows how to get to his spots. That doesn't mean he's not, like, that doesn't mean he's quick. Like, he just knows that, okay, I'm going to get here. I know my moves to get me here. Like, Luka is not quick at all, but he gets to his spots.
All right.
Next up on the list is Evan Mobley. Now, there's been, this is always kind of weird because, like, they always compare these big men to, like, AD, which we're going to talk about, like, just the level of disrespect AD get in another time. But Evan Mobley is supposed to be AD-like, which, once again, don't do that. Don't compare these kids to, like, superstars in the league. They already come in with enough pressure as is, and these kids don't need that. Evan Mobley is, let's see, 6'11", 7 feet. He's 7 feet. He's 215.
What?
Yes.
You weigh how much?
215 pounds.
How much Wiseman weigh? Let's just do a quick comparison, because he's our first big. Wiseman had what? Two.
Wiseman was listed 235.
Damn, he's skinnier than James Wiseman, bro. He lighter than Giannis. Let's just put this in perspective, bro. He lighter than Cade Cunningham. He's 7 feet, though.
But the thing with that is, like,
the way the league's shifting, he might fit in way better now.
He has athleticism. His stats were,
he's pretty springy.
Let's look at these stats real quick. 16, 9, and 3. Three assists. He averaged 3 blocks. 57 from the field. He didn't shoot a lot of threes. And he's 70% from the free throw line. 69.4.
Reminds me of Jaren Jackson.
I don't know if I see that. I see where they're trying to do the whole like AD thing, because
you don't play like AD at all.
Nah, he's just long. Like, you see long and lanky, and you think that, like, oh yeah, that's the AD kind of like playing style.
I ain't seen him pull up not one jumper yet.
Nah.
Or a post fade. He really just getting that bitch up and throwing it down, really. like getting the offensive board. He can rebound.
And the thing is, he moves really solid as a big man.
No, he's pretty quick. But look at all these dunks. All he's doing is dunking it. Look at him. Dunk, 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 dunk. You going to shoot a post fade?
Yeah, you're not getting all dunks
in the
league.
You ain't getting that shit in the league. Look how bad he just missed that one. Dunk. Like, bruh, you're not doing this. Dunk. Like, bro. All you doing is dunking it.
But he's, hey, that, hey, he, ooh, good block. He's very aggressive. He gets to the rim. That's, I think that's like the 215 plays in his favor because, like, because
he can get to the rim so quick.
Exactly.
If that shit gets slowed up, that Clint Capella running, rim running ain't gonna work for much longer, dog.
Right.
Better figure something out. You look good.
I think he put on 30 pounds, we wouldn't have this conversation because you would just be like, oh,
he put on 30 pounds. He ain't dunking as much either. I don't think so. I don't think he's put on 30 pounds staying explosive.
As explosive?
No. I feel like he's only explosive because he's 215. Look how fast he's running. He can move. But if he put that weight on, I don't think he's moving like that.
See, at 215.
I say stay 215, but just figure out a post, like a something, bro, a turn, a jump.
Would you go 215 and drop him to the floor?
No, 215 at center, bro. Think about it. DeAndre Ayton not even 7 feet. I don't think so. What is this, 6'11"? If he's a true 7 feet, all you got to do is learn a post move. Where are you supposed to be going? Supposed to be third, Cleveland? Yeah, do up full shit. I don't know, bro. Confidence. Good luck. Because he a big man. He don't start getting that ball. He going to be like, man, fuck. I'm done.
Yeah, it's interesting to see like what, just like their game plan is gonna be.
Cleveland had a good draft pick since LeBron James.
Kyrie, because Kyrie came before, man, came after LeBron.
Kyrie wasn't doing shit.
And Cleveland?
2 years, they weren't winning nothing.
Cleveland wasn't doing it. Kyrie was killing. Message Cleveland, like. What do you want them to do? What are we asking Cleveland to do?
I don't know. They drafted him. Never mind. What's the definition of a good draft pick?
I guess like a player that feels the player that's still okay. A player for me, a good player that's got drafted is still in the league today, and they were on a bad team. So that's how you know they were a good player. So let's say Kyrie moving from Cleveland to Boston and, you know, Brooklyn. Like, you got drafted to a terrible situation and you're still in the league, which still means to me that you're a good player. Like, if Buddy Hield's still in the league, of course, and he's still here another 3 years, bro, you're a good player because you played on SAC and they were never doing anything. To where the team is bad, but everybody knows your value as a player. Buddy Hield hasn't lost value because he played for Sacramento.
So, is Ben Simmons a good draft pick?
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
Who else was the number one draft
pick? You would consider Ben a bad draft pick? Let's take a look.
Would I consider Ben Simmons a bad draft pick, bro? No, I guess not. I don't know. I just have a different expectations in terms of a drafted player.
So what is your expectations? What is somebody supposed to do?
All right, if you're top three, bro, you got to be you're pretty much like.
You know that don't work that way.
You though. Should be pretty solid. I'm not saying you're going to be great, but you should have a solid
career.
But
you know that rarely like is the case.
What do you mean?
For like top three picks. The majority of the time, the number one pick isn't the best player in the draft.
It's usually the second or the third.
It's somebody after that. A second, third, fifth,
whatever. I don't know, bro. I don't feel like the best player each draft is dropped lower than fuck. They can't drop no lower than top 10.
Well, my point being is that it's rarely the case when the number one pick is the best player in the draft.
Top three draft pick for whatever draft is we're looking at.
In this draft of Ben Simmons was Simmons, Ingram, Jaylen Brown, Sabonis, Siakam is in here. And those are like your top tier players. In this particular batch, I would have to say Jaylen Brown's probably the best player.
He's top three.
My point being the number one pick. I'm saying it's rare that the first player picked is ever the best player.
I didn't say that. I said the top three picks should have pretty good careers. I mean, that, should then, be, that means they should have
even should then, be good still, players. That's still rare. We can go next year. Fultz, Zoe, Tatum. Donovan Mitchell is the best player in this draft. So we're not going to say Donovan Mitchell is not better than Jason Tatum?
He's not better than Jason Tatum. At all. Jason Tatum had Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals his rookie year. And we're not going to say that like he had a lot of help because Jason Tatum was putting like 25 points. It's the East.
The fucking Donovan Mitchell has Utah as the number one seed.
There was number one and got bounced.
It don't matter. He's still number one seed. And he was unhealthy.
I got bounced.
Same thing with Tatum.
So they made it to the same place.
Like, my point being is that, like,
Tatum's made it further in his career than Mitchell has.
No. What are we talking about, bro?
What do you mean?
What are we saying here?
I just said Tatum made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
On the East, bro. What are we talking about here?
I said career. I don't care what conference they play in. I said career.
Yeah, but you can't be like, he makes the Eastern Conference Finals and then be like, oh, and Donovan Mitchell didn't do it. Like, Donovan Mitchell ain't got to go through way more talented players than...
He didn't do it. I don't care about what side he plays on the boat.
That's all that. My point being, Donovan Mitchell is the best player in this draft. It backs up my point that...
He's not the best player in that draft.
Let's say you say he's not. I'm going to say he is. Because even if... My point being is that even if he's not in that top three category, it's very rare for the top three to be the best players in their draft.
All right.
That shit just doesn't it doesn't happen like that. 2015. Towns, D'Lo, Jahlil, Porzingis. Best player in this draft is Devin Booker.
13.
Like, it's rare, bro. That shit, it just doesn't happen. 2014. Embiid. Wiggins, Parker, Embiid. Embiid's probably the best player in this draft. Not probably, he is the best player in this draft. 13.
This
Bennett, Oladipo,
draft.
Porter Jr.
This the Giannis worst draft. Is, this the worst draft. This the worst draft in America. I don't care what anybody say. This stands. Draft is this 2013. Don't even care about the draft.
My point still stands. The best player is not top three.
They chose somebody from UNLV to go number one.
Stop. Point still stands. That's just how it worked.
No, it doesn't.
One.
You only got two drafts Gilchrist, out of the ones we just.
Bradley Beal. Dame is probably the best player in this draft.
No, bro, come on, man.
Okay.
I like Dame, but he's not better than AD when AD healthy. Hell no. Dame? We want to talk numbers. We don't want to do that with those two players because it's just not going to go.
What numbers are you talking about?
What do you mean? Anthony Davis puts up better numbers than Damian Lillard.
Cat.
All right, bro. Let's just go to the next prospect, bro. Because
Cat, bro. It's not you can't sit there and say that like, Dame's not putting up numbers.
He's putting up numbers now. I'm saying for his whole career. He's putting up numbers now, bro. He just started putting up these numbers now.
See, AD over the past five. I'll give you five. 28, 28, 25, 26, 21. 21. And he got injured last year, which would probably have been another 25. So AD's averaged at least 25 points a game since 2016.
How many rebounds? What we got?
12.
Double-double? He averaged double-double for 2 years? Except for 2 years?
He averaged a double-double every year, well, except his rookie year.
How many blocks?
For that.
How many blocks and how many steals we got? Damian Lillard's stat sheet will not be anything close to this.
Because he's a big, bro. And, like, this is why, like, it gets weird because you're saying, as in total, oh, he ain't got the steals, the blocks, or whatever. I don't expect Dame to give me fucking four blocks or 6'2".
Let's talk assists. Dame. He's over six assists.
5 years, 27, 27, 26, 30, 29.
Okay.
Like, he's right there.
And then he has zeros.
He don't get steals. That's fine.
He don't get blocks.
He's a point guard. I'm not asking for that.
I don't care.
Nah, that's cap, bro. That's your position, cat, bro.
What do you mean?
That's cap, bro.
All right. I'm just going off what you said.
That's like asking Shaq to have threes, bro. Like, that's cap.
If Shaq wanted to learn how to shoot a three, learn
that's
how to
cap,
shoot it.
Bro. Get out of here.
Anthony Davis can shoot threes, too.
My point being, it's rare that the best player is number one through three. And I still stand corrected on that.
I don't.
Nobody. There's only been one. We named Joel Embiid?
No. It's been everyone but one. Only one that wasn't good was a 2013. About, and the Devin Booker one. Whatever year that was, 2013 and 2015. That's it. And we're in what year is it? 2012?
Bro, in 2012.
That's eight. That's out of eight drafts, only two of them were not.
Bro, that there was more than that, bro.
No, it wasn't. We just went through them, bro. This one?
2013 was Giannis.
Giannis.
I said Dame before. That's two.
Dame before who?
2014 is Embiid. He's top three.
Dame before. I thought Dame was.
Book is in 2015. That's four.
What year was Dame?
2016 was Jalen Brown. So that.
What year was Dame?
2012.
We were just looking at Dame's.
2018. I said Donovan Mitchell. That's five.
Oh, you know what you say.
Luka but Doncic. 2019,
Luka Doncic.
Is Luka. So you can have that top three. Or 2018.
Zion, Ja, those are top three picks. Next one.
I can't even go with this one. There's not enough stop professional. The cap. There's not enough talent yet.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it is Ja and Zion, who's top two. But I still can't
Mello,
judge that because it's too early.
Anthony Edwards, James
Wiseman. Too early.
Yes, sir.
It's too early.
He the best person.
It's rookie. Too early.
All right, we just call him
rookie. You got 1 year.
So who get rookie of the year then?
What are you talking about?
What? That's the best rookie, right?
No, I'm not talking about that. I said it's rare that the best player is usually in top three.
I know, and we just went through all these drafts.
What I'm saying, I'm not counting rookie of the years. I'm not counting none of that. I'm saying the best player, it's rare that they're ever in the top three. I got five out of the last, 7 years.
You got some arguable ones, bro, because I don't think Dame the best player in the draft.
At me then. All right, if you don't like it,
I can't remember what year that 2012 draft. You don't like it, but Anthony Davis was in that draft.
At me,
you tripping.
Next up, I got a list of
got no rings
players that I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. I don't know where they're gonna get picked. I don't have this is gonna be that guy. He'd be good here. But they're just talented players that I went through. I went through a list of like 30 players, something like that, 32. And the first player I got on this list, his name is James Bouknight. These are players that I'm going to say watch out for because they got stuff in their bag for sure. I don't know where they're going to go, but that's kind of like the best part about the drafts that you don't know where anybody's going to go. But these 6 players, watch out for them. First up, James Bouknight went to UConn, plays the guard position. He's at, I think, a 2-3, what they got listed at? He's a shooting guard. 6'5", 190. He averaged 19 points a game, 6 rebounds, shot 47% from the field. The kid is a solid scorer. Like, I think he's really, really nice. He reminds me of, it's kind of like old, but kind of like an Allen Houston kind of game, like Richard Hamilton, to where it's just nothing but pure, like scoring. I think, wherever he goes, he's going to translate really well because scoring translates perfectly in the league. Besides that, I don't have, anything too, crazy to say. The highlights I'm showing right now is, all inside, but the kid can definitely shoot. Let's see. Projected to go to OKC right now, and I'd be down with that. OKC needs a shooting guard. Let me look up his actual stats so I can get a better look at that. Come and see actual percentages and stuff like that. So, James Bouknight, like I said, 6'5", 19, 6'2", 44. He didn't shoot a lot of threes. He shot a lot of middies because threes only 29%. Or maybe he did shoot a lot of threes. He was just chipping like that.
He shot what?
29. But I don't know how many. I don't know how many threes he shot. It could be just
he
inside.
Said he
game.
Shot 5 threes a game, only made 1.5.
Yeah. Either way, the kid got a nice mid range.
Well, damn, his free throws he's all right. He might have had a rough year.
His free throws 70. It was a whole pandemic. 78. But also, when your shot attempts go up, your numbers look off. But from the looks of it, from these numbers or these stats, he don't look at threes in his game.
He look like another person that's knowing to get to his spots.
He has a nice touch.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's definitely pretty solid. Like I said, he's not showing a lot of threes, but he's definitely getting to the rack at any given moment.
For sure. He's definitely more of a slashing, some type of slashing mid-range shooter, Dwayne Wade type. I mean, so he's going to be good as Dwayne Wade, but that's more of his. He don't shoot a lot of threes. It's more nose down or pull up.
Which I kind of think I was correct with, like, the whole, like, Allen Houston, where he just in the
Rip mid. Was more pinned down. I can see if he was coming off of screens.
It's true.
He just
But really, they don't even do that in college like that anyway.
Exactly.
So, like, it's kind of like...
He finished better than Rip, bro. I don't know. He be doing some shit. I don't know. He might...
Yeah, he's not bad.
I don't know. Maybe a Jordan Clarkson.
I can see that.
Type
that's
player.
That's a good...
I'll give him that. Yeah, he comparison. Looks more like a Jordan Clarkson to me. Because, like I said, everything's a fade or a
dribble pull-up.
It's
to
not,
the rack.
It's not really a spot-up. It's more of... He's just in motion.
So far, kid's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, no, he's
definitely watch out for...
Damn, I wish he wasn't going to OKC. James it sucks because all these teams that they have a chance to go to, it's like, bro, they're so far ahead from being...
Let me just say something on that then. Because, like, a lot of players come in and they go to these terrible teams and people think that they're trash.
Nah.
And it's not the players. It's the organizations. You go to Sacramento, they're destined to fail. You go to Cleveland. Detroit currently right now, you're kind of destined to fail.
Shit, OKC right now.
Even OKC's building for their future, so I won't say that.
No, they're not destined to fail, but I'm just saying for the first few years, we're going to feel like, bro,
we're not moving anymore.
We're just moving in the same place.
Right. But OKC definitely has assets where they're not trying to be like them. At least they're trying. The rest of these teams are not trying, bro.
Yeah. If they hold it down, they'll be all right.
So, first one.
But then again, I don't know. OKC young. OKC's
he still got Shy. I mean, put him next to Shy. Like, I think that's a solid, like,
get
little
him
young core.
Get him a little rim-running big man.
Yeah, you good.
Should be all right.
Next up is Davion Mitchell. 14, 6 assists. He's the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, he's clamping.
Yeah, he's nice.
Oh, he played for Baylor.
Yeah, this dude is nice. He's 6'1", which is like, he's like, oh, you're small, but like, for defense, it don't really matter. Like, you got to be.
Wait, that's him right there?
Yeah, 45.
He's solid, bro.
Yeah, he's.
What is he, like 190 something?
He's straight.
180.
Let's see. Davion Mitchell projected to go 13, 6'1", 200.
Bro, he's solid, dude. He NBA ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
His shoulders is huge. Bro, Marcus Smart type.
I can see that.
He's big.
He shoot better than Marcus Smart for sure.
Yeah, he's not going to play like Marcus Smart. I want to say he's more... Well, man, Marcus Smart, he might be like
Marcus Smart is a vet. He's been a league for a minute.
A little three, because Marcus Smart for Oklahoma looked like the best player in the world.
That's true. Marcus Smart was so nice.
He looks like him right now. He's just doing what he wants, but he could shoot way better than Marcus Smart. Whoa.
Let's look up his stats real quick. Davion Mitchell, 14, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 51 from the field.
5, bro.
45 from the three, 64 from the free throw. You got to work in your free throws a little bit, but it's a league. They're going to help you get straight.
Damn, you went from Marcus Smart to Rajon Rondo just like that.
Yeah, 45 is a point guard or a 65.
Bro, that's crazy. It's point guard, y'all got to step it up. This shooting over under 70 is getting ridiculous.
And you're not far off. 64 is 64, but you're still in 60.
No, 70 is like, bro, damn, this is the worst you could shoot.
He averaged 2 steals a game. Now take steals? That. Like, 2 steals a game is solid.
How many turnovers?
It says 2.4.
So he's at a 2, so he pretty much watches them 1-on-1. I mean, damn, how do you win a defensive player of the year for the whole Naismith? I don't see not one defensive highlight.
Yeah, these highlights right now, they're showing him.
Bro, it's all him getting to the cup and just getting busy. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But it's like, damn.
But to put it like this, he won defensive player of the year and he has an offensive bag. Not a lot of, like, defensive players got that kind of bag.
Nah, he averaged 14. Where are you supposed to be going? Or projected? What team?
Projection has it.
Don't say a demon.
Indiana, 13.
Okay. But he could possibly move to, well, all those other teams. Nah.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks because I think
he wants to drop to that 14.
14, but if Golden State keep that pick. There's going to be a lot of trades on draft. Not a lot, but somebody.
Nah, I think it's going to be a lot, bro.
Somebody going to move up and be like, oh, I'm going to trade this pick. We're going to take him over here.
I feel like this draft is like, I feel like GMs don't really know. I mean, they got their scouts, but it's like, there's a lot of teams that want to win now.
Bro, he's picked 13, and I think he has a lot in his bag. He's only picked 13. Like, that means the rest of these people And actually, the players that I have listed are also after like 10. So the rest of these players are solid players. Everybody I'm showing you in this list coming up is after 10. And they all have like solid like games. So yeah, Book Knight was number one. Well, not number one, but he was my first player I looked at. Davion Mitchell, the second one. 6'1", 205 point guard.
He's
solid.
He's pretty Kyle Lowry.
You're going to go to any
team. He might play like a Kyle Lowry if he learns how to pass the ball a little bit better.
You're going to go to any team and do really well.
Because I don't really see a lot of people. He's one of them point guards.
But he also has he's like a dog mentality. Like
that's what I'm saying. He's one of the point guards where it's like, you're not going to move me off my spot.
Like,
if I want to sit here and back you down and call this play, I'm going to be able to do that.
And he handles the ball pretty well. He makes pretty solid like IQ plays.
I like him. He's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's pretty quick for how big he is. He's pretty big.
And NBA size, like 205.
Bro, 205 is, bro, you're moving shit. I don't think there's not even a point guard over 200 right now.
Not in the point guard range of 6'2 to 6'4.
Yeah, not that. Maybe Kyle Lowry, but I don't
think. Yeah, I think the biggest point guard is probably Kyle Lowry like right Russ now? Or something like that.
In terms, underneath 6'2".
Gotcha.
Like, bro, he's little and he's...
To where, like, all you got to do is, like, worry about, you know, keeping up and make sure your footwork is solid to where, like, you're probably your worst nightmare at the point guard position is probably going to be, like, the Stephs.
Dames,
the Trae Youngs.
If he got Naismith, he move his feet.
He's a two-way player, and that's what the league needs. They need more two-way players.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody tried to move him and get him a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. They have him at 13, but I can see top 10 for sure. All right, next up was right under our noses in Oregon, Chris Duarte. 17 points. He averaged 2 steals, lockdown defender.
Wing?
No two-way player. He's 6'6".
Wing?
6'6", 190.
It's a good draft for wings, bro.
The only knock they say on him is that he's a senior. So, like, you know how they look at, like, ages.
Oh, that sucks. That,
like, he's 24. 24,
right. And they want the 20.
Yeah, we want the 19-year-old.
The 19s or the 20-year-olds max.
But this is the kind of players that get picked up by, like, Pop.
Or these type of players that don't make it, and then they sign a little 10-day and end up making the team, and now they're playing for a
Chris
deep
Middleton
push
contracts.
Like, right, a deep push playoff team. Like, he'll probably get drafted. He played for Oregon. That's a good size school.
Like, plus, like I said, 6'6", two-way
God
player.
God damn. Like,
bro, he's nice. And the only reason he's not going top 10 is because he's 24. If he was 19 doing this,
he dunking that bitch. For sure.
Yeah.
Bro, he's booming that. You done caught him a couple. Damn.
Yes, bro. Yes. Kid is nice.
Oh, he just need to go somewhere he could be, don't get me wrong, he could be like a Matisse Thybul. Just go somewhere where they just need you to do this and just do that.
Just 3 and D. Like, yeah. Just,
we don't need you nowhere.
We don't need you to be the superstar.
Nothing else.
You just come through.
Mikal Bridges.
These are the kind of players that go to Phoenix and, like, they do their job. Like, they're solid. And they still get paid because they're great players.
The 3 and D is coming back.
It has to come back.
Well, I feel like not even the 3 and D, just like, the 3 and D's coming
back.
It's
just a praise for the two-way
players.
A lot
of niggas wasn't,
like,
really playing defense, really. I guess it's harder, though, because they got rid of
that. But
you got to
think,
the rules,
though,
bro,
that you
got to
do
year.
More now. Like, you can't just be, I
yeah,
can just shoot.
But then on defense, you can't even really, you know, remember defense, you used to be able to slap a hand, pop a hand, grab some shorts, grab a jersey.
Chris Duarte stats, 6'6", 190. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 53 from the field, 40 from the 3, 81 from the free throw line. And he's not top 10, bro, like, because he's 24? You're doing 53, 42, and 81. That's crazy.
Even Puerto
Rico? Or Dominic, he's DR.
Oh, shit.
Dominican.
Go ahead,
Republic.
Bro.
Steals, he averaged 2 steals a game. So you give me 17 points, 2 steals a game, 5 rebounds, 81 from the free throw, 42 from the 3, and then 53 from the field goal. And you scheduled to go 15?
Yep, it's because he's 24.
That's crazy.
I think Buddy Hill might have been the last person I remember being that old getting drafted.
But also, Buddy Hill was like, they were showing ESPN games, and Buddy Hill was doing like 40s and stuff like that.
He was definitely balling. But that's what it took for him to even get considered, you know. I'm trying to think. He might have been the oldest rookie I've remembered in the last few years.
I think the kid got game. I think he's solid.
He's going to draft it for sure.
No, yeah, absolutely.
He's going to draft it for sure. Top 20.
Yeah.
I really don't think he might not drop below 15.
They like I said, they haven't projected at 15. Like I said, the only reason why he's not top 10 is because he's 24.
There was a couple sleepers in his draft.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Next up on the list, this kid named Kai Jones from Texas. He's a big, and normally I don't really look at bigs. And the numbers don't really say anything either. It says 8 points, 5 rebounds, 58%.
The fuck are we watching?
That's what I'm going to show you. Because
you got me watching. This nigga be rather like Dwight Howard or some shit.
Nah, not. If it was Dwight, I would let you know. And also, I do go through looking at like the size of like big men to kind of see like.
Bro, like they're not really big.
No, bro, they don't build them like that.
6'9".
They're not built like that.
They don't
come in 6'11", 285. And if they do, they're on the second end of like the draft board. There's a kid, yeah. I think from North Carolina, that's like 6'11", 265. But he's on the second round board.
I want to say boy, it might be the biggest big man I've seen so far. The dude from, what's his name? Y'all was talking about him in the group chat. He was good. He plays for, what's his name, Gerald?
You talking about dude from Iowa?
Yeah.
I forgot his name. I know you're talking about.
I feel like he might be the biggest one. He looked the chunkiest.
He's not even on the board, though.
I know. What's up? We'll talk about it later. He might be too old.
Don't know. But yes, Kai Jones from Texas. Just long, kind of like that.
Jared Allen.
Yeah, Miles Turner kind of like frame.
Oh, no, he's pretty big, bro.
And he's slapping shit.
He's like 7 feet.
That's why he's nice. The dude can shoot. Like, inside, outside, he's just small. It's just the frame of like these college kids were like, they're like two. What he got on the list of that? Like two something.
You just hit him off the backboard? That nigga can't shoot.
Kai Jones, where's his name at? 220,
6'11", 220. Damn. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he busted that
shit. He's definitely shooting. He's probably the best shooting big man in the draft right now.
He hitting that shit.
But, like I said, you don't...
He just played for Texas, bro.
Which is why I can't really look at numbers in college, because like the college game is just different.
I feel like Texas folks don't really get off unless you Kevin Durant.
KD was an anomaly.
Well, LaMarcus.
LaMarcus also was an anomaly.
But I'm just saying, like, if you go to Texas, you got to be one of those type of people. If you want good numbers, you got to be one of them goers.
KD is solid. He has a jumper. He looks good. He can block.
He jumped pretty high. He's just tall.
Like, he's 220. You put on 15, I think you're good. As far as like NBA ready, probably not just yet.
He might be.
Shit. I gotta see like what's like his decision making's like. That's what like summer league is gonna be for too.
Like a Utah or like a Portland.
Yeah.
Where he just play defense and just run. But I don't know. He ain't gonna be really good. I don't know. You have to be a team that's not a half court team. And then get this ball, 7 second offense, we're gonna keep it pushing.
Right.
So Brooklyn or something like that.
Yeah. Projected to go 11 to Charlotte. Yeah. Charlotte's everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like if that. They get him, it's going to be pretty bad, bro. Because they're going to just move everybody down back to the. Washington going to go to that 4. He going to go to the 5. Or he might, you know, later on in the season. Miles at the 3. One of them twins at the 2. I can't remember. Or Terry Rozier.
And on top of that, like, Charlotte ain't got no big anyway.
They kind of
not a true center.
They don't have a big. They don't even have a big. Their big man was PJ Washington. He came in as a power forward.
Right.
Because he's like 6'9".
Yeah, that's crazy.
How tall is he? 6'11"?
Yeah, he's listed at 6'11", 220.
Yeah, he's good.
Solid. Stats doesn't say that, but me watching the tape, or us watching the tape.
If he goes to Charlotte, they'll have him pumped up too. His confidence won't be able to go down.
They're going
to
be like...
They'll be like, let's go.
Yeah.
He's too big to be doing this.
Let's go. Next one up is Nassan Hyland from VCU. Now, this kid's not projected to go until 26, but he averaged 19 points a game, 26. 5 rebounds. He shot 45 from the field.
That's a good team, right? 26? Those are like playoff teams.
Yeah.
These are the ones you want to look at. Who are they trying to get? Because, man.
26 is Denver. Projected to go to Denver. The kid is nice. The only thing
To who?
Denver.
They don't need nobody else, bro. Just let them, man.
Yeah, Denver keeps
stacking. Denver need to trade their picks.
Denver keeps stacking on this talent.
Bro, they keep adding these young.
The only thing that's going to hurt them, though, is paying them. Like, you can get all these talented players, and you can't pay them because you have so many players who are over-exceeding what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, they're just going to have to read just, you know, as long as they keep MPJ, Nurkic, and Murray.
But, yeah. Rashawn Highland, VCU. He's 6'3", 170.
Oh, damn, he's tiny.
Yeah, he's small. But the kid can shoot, like, really well. Let's check out his actual stats.
Oh, what the beam?
See, 25 rebounds, 2, 45 from the field, 37 from 3, and 86 from the free throw. He averaged a lot of turnovers. Three turnovers. Damn,
he averaged a lot of 3-pointers. 8 threes a game, but he made 3.
8 threes a game.
That's not bad, bro.
And shooting 37.
That's not bad, bro. See, but you see how crazy that number is? Because the one dude that we said shot bad from the field, he shot, what?
5?
5 and only made 1.5, yeah. So it's like, bro.
Keep shooting eight threes, he made 3, and shooting 37 from the clip, that's pretty solid. His turnovers got to go down for sure.
Where's he on his turn? Dadly.
Yeah, 3.1 turnovers is a lot.
So that just means he might transition to a 2.
True. We'll put you at the 2. And Denver's okay running smaller guards.
Exactly, because they got Jamal Murray. I don't think nobody
Jamal Murray.
They got the one dude off the bench, the point guard.
Plus, I think Will Barton just opted. I don't know if he opted out or
he probably did
something. Barton, but you can just fill him in there, get somebody who can shoot.
Right.
They're used to running small guards. They need somebody to fill in for Gary Harris, who's also small, and he can shoot. And you put that around MPJ, Bol Bol, Jokic.
Jokic's gonna do what he
Murray
do.
Like.
Yeah, all right.
You need more shooters around your big man who can pass.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why they would.
More playmakers.
I can see why they would look at him.
Really, they need more playmakers, and they should be looking for defense, but if they're going to take him, take him.
But also, because of like them losing Jamal Murray this year, you kind of lost out on that guard being able to make the decisions to get the threes up and just get those shots up. You missed the three-point shot for sure without Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
Kid is nice. I think he's going to be solid. Put some more weight on.
Oh, he'll bulk up.
And go to a team that's actually going to use you, I think you'd be good.
Everybody that's small now will bulk up for sure. That summer league bulk up would be crazy.
Yeah. You'll get an NBA shot if you want to.
At least be conditioned for sure for that first half.
But the kid is nice. He can shoot. All right. I think my last one for my list, and this is actually probably my favorite one out of this list. Trey Murphy III from Villanova. Now, I don't watch Villanova. Once again, I went through the list. I said, oh, this kid can play. The YouTube video, shout out to Swish. The YouTube video has him as listed as one of the best 3-and-D prospect in this year's draft. We'll see.
Wait. How big is he?
Let's see.
I feel like there's a height requirement to your 3-and-D prospectness, bro. You got to be 6'5".
6'9". Small for 205.
He might be a problem. He's what?
6'9", 205 at the small forward. Small forward, power forward.
Going where?
They have 17 to Memphis. But that pick just got traded to...
Exactly. Memphis. Okay. Let's see where you are. 6'9"?
6'9".
Is he quick?
205.
Is that him right there?
No, the defensive end, yes. Long frame. Like, almost too long to be... And he can shoot.
You see that 3? Oh.
Yeah. Let me look at his form stats.
Is nice.
Let's see. Let's
go. He got one of them ones. Yeah, he got a clip.
Mm-hmm. Trey Murphy, 6'9", 205, Villanova.
He dunking that bitch. Can he dribble? Well, he get all handoffs. But that's all good. He don't need to dribble.
Average 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1.2, 50, 40, 90. 50% from the field, 43 from 3, oh, 92
from
the
free throw. How old is he? Why is he so low?
Don't know.
They got him listed as a guard, bro. 50,
40, 90 coming out of college?
He'll be all right. This might be your sleeper.
He might have went so low because he transferred schools. His first 2 years, he was at Rice.
Yeah, he's a third-year player. Okay, that makes sense. He's like 23, 22 probably.
He didn't get a lot of steals, 0.8, 0.4 on blocks. From looks of it, didn't get a lot of rebounds either, as far as like stats.
So how the hell is he a 3-and-D? Effort?
In the clips, like, he's just there.
He just had three blocks that we just seen, but how does he not average one block for a whole game?
Don't know. Playing time, maybe? Don't know. See, minutes, and now you got 29 minutes.
I don't know. That's crazy.
I have no idea.
How you best 3-and-D? I don't know.
His numbers are like his
numbers.
His numbers here. The 11.3 is not good, but the field goal percentage to three to free throw.
I'm talking about what the YouTube caption. How's he the best three? He didn't even average a one in any defense.
It may be, but to say prospect, maybe it's the fact that it's potential to where you could do that
because he has best 3-and-D prospect. Okay, so I was like, bro, what?
He didn't say 3-and-D player, 3-and-D prospect, so where he could have the potential to do that.
He average no.
He's definitely outside shooting like crazy. He definitely has a frame to where he's 205 to where he still keep that at the guard position. You're good. You want to move him up to the small forward 215. He's still good.
Shit, 205. He's still good. Really,
205. You're still solid because teams are running smaller anyway.
He's 6'9". You're not giving him no height. He's gonna get taller.
Solid frame. The scouting report says biggest weakness is gain confidence.
And he's supposed to be going to the Pelicans, quote unquote. Yeah, you might want to go to the 30 teams.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the things where, like,
let me see 25 through 30.
25
through 30. Lakers got 20.
Clippers, Denver, Brooklyn, Philly, Phoenix, Utah.
I'm trying to see who else is close. Milwaukee got a pick this year.
Doesn't look like in the first round, no.
Okay, so who else? Phoenix has a pick. They, Brooklyn. Brooklyn, bro, they need a big, dog.
They got them projected to get a big. We'll see.
A G League big. That might work for them. I'm just trying to figure out who can teams draft now or what team needs little pieces that might help them.
Atlanta. New York's in that position. New York got two picks this year.
Yeah, Atlanta's getting another shooting guard.
Do they need shooting? Does Atlanta
no,
need?
No, they got Horter, Bogdan. They got,
like, yeah.
They don't need shooting. Atlanta really need a specialist. So if they're getting a shooting guard, they're just going to have a clip like Horter. Or if I don't know if I'm saying his last name right, but.
Herter?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, but. Brooklyn, Isaiah, the Lakers are getting a point guard.
Projected to. LA draftings don't mean nothing because they don't use them anyway.
They don't use them, niggas.
So. They use THT, so I guess that's an exception to the rule. But
I hate. We're not gonna talk about that. We're just gonna keep pushing, bro.
But like, they don't use their picks, so if you get drafted to the Lakers, it's like
I see why. Cause man,
it sucks because like they sit there and
Lakers love drafting an immature Hollywood type.
But that was also previous to Pelinka.
Shit, who?
I'm talking about the Hollywood type of players that you pick up. Like, Horton or THT is a great player. Pelinka picked him up. Everybody prior to that, I'm not really sure. Like, as far as, like, you know, us not using them. This was the first year where we actually used the younger guy.
And he was drafted, what, like 2 years ago?
Was it? I thought he was last year.
Dallin Horton Tucker? I swore I seen him playing for the G League last year, dog. Not like last season, but the season before that. Wasn't he on the team when they was in a bubble? Scroll down.
2019. Oh. So 2 years? He's only been in the league for two years.
Okay.
Second round pick. Kid's good.
I don't know about that.
You don't think he's good?
I watched him.
I think his frame is solid. I think he plays hard. I think
he plays. Those two things are facts. He has a good, nice long arms and he plays hard. We gonna stop that shit right there.
What, you think that there could have been better moments?
No. It's not better moments. I just think his shot selection is real mature and it's just.
Yeah, you only been in the league for 2 years. You gonna put up some dumb shit. That's just what comes with, you know, experience.
No, I understand that. Yeah. That's cool. Just don't do that shit. You know, because we trying to win a championship. Sit your ass down. This nigga be jumping, bro. He just plays wild.
Because he's young.
No, but if you watch him, no, he plays really wild.
20 like, years old?
Like, why are you doing this,
bro? Like, 20 years old, bro? You're going to play crazy.
Caruso, he ain't playing like that.
He's 6'4", 234 at 20? Like, that's a crazy frame for a point guard. But, yeah.
He's not a point guard. Please don't play him a point guard.
They haven't listened to shooting. He got to be a shooting guard. He can't play over there. Yeah, Trey Murphy was my last pick. We're going to wrap this up with two international, just so we're not, like, you know, not looking at my.
Hey, you got that one dude, Debbie Diamond?
Don't know.
You probably got him. If he international, you picked him for this draft. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Hopefully.
Well, I'm okay. First of all, I'm not trying to butcher these names, but I'm gonna do the best I can.
What is his name?
Alperen Sengun. He's a power forward center out of Turkey, projected to go 12 to San Antonio, 6'9", 240.
Like, how is he a center, man? That's crazy to me, dog.
Probably overseas. I'm trying to figure what's his number, right? 23.
He's right there. Ooh.
Okay, nice little footwork. He looks...
Damn, he is pump-faking and spinning the his shit out that
footwork is nice. Footwork is real nice.
That's real novice to him. Real
nice frame.
He moving a little bit. All right.
Ooh, good pass. Oh. Okay. But that's the thing about the international players.
They have fun, I feel like.
They have fun, and fundamentally, they're way better.
Like, well, yeah, they can see the court. I feel like they see the court better.
He not like, you know, we folks, this is not AAU ball, bro. This is professional basketball, which is why they'd be great. Like,
he's probably been playing this 15.
Playing against adults since he's six, like 15.
He's 6'9", like, he was probably like 6'4", then, so he probably played a little guard. That's why I feel like they come up a little bit. Because they start so young and they're pro, by the time they become a 7-footer, they can already dribble the ball kind of good. And it's not like, you know.
And most of them hang in the league. Like,
oh yeah, Porzingis still there.
Ooh, Zingas, Luka, of course, Ricky Rubio. Like,
I thought you missed somebody, like Goran Dragic. Well, I don't know if he's.
I don't know.
That section, but he's. He's international.
Patty, like. There's players that overseas that, like, they just, they're
Evan,
here.
Evan Fournier, he was balling for the Magic, and we didn't even, he was putting up numbers, but nobody paid attention. So, yeah, I guess he looks good.
Yeah, he looks really solid. Like, solid frame.
But does that transition into the league today?
Yeah.
Does this type of play, does that transition into the league today? You think
travel,
so?
But that was crazy.
No, it wasn't a trap, so I'm saying. It looked good. Look, boom, he's still on his pivot, bro.
Yeah, that was crazy. That's crazy footwork. This kid got really nice footwork.
So I'm thinking it had to go to a team.
San Antonio's projected to get him. And if he go to Pop knows how to work that.
Yeah, he does, but.
But also, I do get what you mean as far as, like, how does that transition to where, like, this is effective?
He could fuck some centers up right now because there's not a lot of centers really doing that. Not a lot of centers could do the moves that he's doing.
But what I'm saying is that, that's true. But also, like, they become very serviceable players. It's like Sarek. Like, Sarek done been in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Philly. He's trying to find a home.
Like,
even Kelly Olynyk took a long time to figure out where he wanted to play.
Like, these players, like, Kelly Olynyk went to Gonzaga. So, I mean, still the same kind of frame and kind of play style for sure. This kid has nice IQ. He can pass. He has great footwork.
I don't know.
He's projected to go 12. I think that's kind of like.
He looks like it.
Kind of high for me, but he could be overseas going crazy.
What do you average?
19 points a game. 10 rebounds. One and a half blocks. One steal. 3 assists. He shot 64 from the field. He didn't shoot threes. He's a 0.7. He only attempted like half of a three a season. He shoots 80% from the free throw line. So 80 from the free throw line, 60 from the field goal.
Yeah, he's good, bro.
19 points. Like,
you tell me he only shoots 10 field goals and makes 7.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that's the type of efficiency you want, bro. You want that. Because 10 shots in a game isn't even a lot.
It's not.
So if I give you 10 shots in the game and I know you're making 7, we're good.
That means that if you lower your shot attempts to 5,
you can still have 12, 11 points.
Right. You're still serviceable.
And be comfortable.
So yeah. Alperen Sengun. Don't want to mess be named. You a hooper. Last one for the international. Usman Garuba from Spain.
Point guard.
Power forward. First thing I thought was Serge, because the dude was huge.
Where's the dude I was talking about?
He's so let's see. Cold. Stats for him isn't nothing insane because, once again, I don't know how EuroLeague works, but just from the tape, and me watching the tape, kid's ready to go. 19 years old, 6'8", 230. Let me see if I can find like some stats, like actual like stat sheet. Where we at? Here we go. All right, nothing too crazy. He's been playing in Madrid for 5 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Madrid, you know, solid in hoop. They got some hoopers over there.
Bro, we have to watch him next.
Oh, okay. Bro. He's on my list too. We'll definitely watch him.
He is a bro.
Okay, so Usman Garuba played for Madrid, been there for 5 years. You already got the experience. Numbers are not great because it's like 4 points. He shot 50% from the field.
50 from the free throw too, though.
50 from the free, 56 or 60 from the free throw. We're gonna round that out.
Well, shit, all them years, you only shot.
Yeah, in total, 60%. But it's in the tape. When I look at the numbers, it's the tape.
He black? Yeah. Can't see him.
Here?
Oh. I was like, bro, I'm looking for... Oh, hell no, Gerald.
No, he's not supposed to... Like, he's not a shooter. It's more like the length and the frame that you're looking at. The kid got, like, that... Like I said, that Serge Ibaka kind of, like, frame. Strong as hell.
He built like Shabazz Muhammad. How tall is he?
6'8". He's 6'8", 230.
Ooh, all dang.
He was bigger, but only because he's huge.
Yeah, exactly. That's what his body looked like to me. Like, if we take away how solid,
like he, how solid he was, I could see like Luol
Deng. He dribbled like him too. Power forward, yeah, he's definitely yeah. Do not go to the wing.
Nah, he's definitely gonna be listed.
You should never be trying to take anything off the dribble.
But these are the kind of players that like end up
they fillers.
Yeah, like they end up OKC and this dude out there
blocking shots, dunking on people. Another reason why they do better than, I feel like the reason why a cold European do better than a cold United States prospect, they just know the physicality.
Yeah, they're ready for the bumps. Yeah,
like Luka be hitting bump step backs, and it just confuses me. But then again, that look, that's just all they do. They got to get through it, contact. Bro.
And that's kind of funny because no stopping, what they're struggling
bro.
With
well, right in now, the bro, that's yeah. what I'm saying. Luka just put up almost 50.
When Lucas said that, like, oh, it's easy to score.
In the we league, thought he was tripping. We was like, bro, this nigga disrespectful. But then again, he get out there, he just put up 50 in the Olympics. And for those that don't know, you can hand check in Olympics. You can play as physical as you want, really. They're not really going to call it unless you, like, blatantly grab him and pushing people. Yeah, like, it got to
be something crazy. He runs the floor pretty solid, too. This kid is...
I don't know, he's good. He looks decent. He's not good. He's decent.
He's at 19. You got a nice, like...
prospect.
Yeah. You got all the potential right there at 19.
He doesn't look. It's just raw. His game looks raw. It's
19.
Like but his form is nasty. Like every like they're gonna try to change his form. Like, yeah.
It's like it's just a whole bunch of like it's a lot of talent work. That like you can use.
It's a lot of work.
But he has like the
he's supposed to go number 16.
He has no. He has the intangibles to do something. He's not projected to go until 23, which is like later in the draft.
Oh, if you go to Houston, he good. Just play hard.
Yeah, come off picks. Like
yeah, yeah, just play hard.
Okay, now the player...
You already got your guard playing.
You were talking about is Giddy. He's the Australian dude.
Bro.
He's projected to go 10.
Oh, they traded that pick, didn't they? That's Memphis' pick.
Yeah, it's Memphis' pick. So he probably won't go 10.
He might still go 10.
I don't think they'll pick a point guard.
Bro, they put Giddy at the 3 or the 2? Bro, them numbers is crazy.
12... 7'7",
bro, and he's 6'8". Oh, damn. Oh,
that man just face planted.
That's one thing I don't like. He picked up his ball.
Yeah, I think that was when I was watching this earlier. Like he stops his dribble a lot
because he's so tall. He's like he just get it off,
but he moves really solid. Let me look this up. Let me go and look up Josh Giddy. Get his stats for y'all.
He be slaying that bitch though. Where does he play at?
Australia.
Okay.
Josh Giddey. Yeah, 11 points, 7 or 8 assists, 8 rebounds.
One steal.
Yeah, one steal. Yeah.
No blocks.
42 from the field, okay. 29 from three.
Sheesh.
69 from the free throw.
Come on, point guards. I don't care about the three. Well, let's get to that 70, yeah, baby.
The three you can work on. And if you, like, you don't got to, like, not everybody's a lights out.
Yeah, you don't have to be the good three-point shooter to play in the league right now.
You just got to, when you open, take the shot. But it's definitely the free throw. But he also has the frame that people are looking for. That's the whole trend right now.
What is he, 6'8", 2 what?
6'8", point guards. He is 6'8", 205.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
I think that's a solid frame.
He'll be right, yeah. He's...
And he's projected to go, like I said, 10. Like, that's still
really solid. Might drop below that, bro. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to somewhere like...
The teams around him is...
Golden State.
Orlando. Or Golden State, Orlando, Sacramento. Of course, Charlotte, but I don't think they're doing it. Indiana, San Antonio. Like, there's a lot of players that... A lot of places that he could go for sure.
Damn.
The kid is nice, though. He plays, and the thing about that gets me about the Australian play is that it looks slow, but it's not. It's like they're just playing like mad crazy. This man face planted like in like crazy though, and got up, busted up and everything. I respect it. But the, once again, the thing about the international players that they play through the physicality.
That's what I'm saying. If he's 6'8", like I just feel like with Luka, he came over here and drove to the hoop one time and got a call and made the layup and was like, all right. This shit about to be pretty easy, bro. Like, this,
yeah, okay.
You call that? He barely touched me.
You call it? Oh, I'm...
Like, yeah.
I don't think I've seen, like, Luka, like, sell anything either. I don't think I've seen him, like, try to flop or anything like that. I don't know. I didn't watch a lot of Dallas games.
He don't sell, but he'll complain. If you feel like he got hit, he gonna let you know.
I mean, because that's what you call it. Like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, he'll let you know. But I ain't never... I haven't really watched a lot of Luka, though.
Yeah, I need to.
I watched a couple games where he was torching the Lakers, but...
Yeah, I mean, torching L.A., Portland. Anytime you come to Portland, bro, it's just... This is bad.
Can't really guard him. He's 6'7", 220 pounds.
All right.
He's a big dude.
That's going to be our draft
My episode. Favorite player is Jalen.
Yeah.
He'll keep like that. 6'6", 180. Mover.
I think...
He moves.
Like, some favorite player in this draft is probably Jalen Green. Out of my sleeper picks, is probably between, I got three. Trey Murphy, Davion Mitchell, and Chris Duarte. I think those are definitely my three sleepers. And whoever gets those three guys are going to get, like, some players. I don't know the mentality. I don't know the personality. I don't know if they come in and, like, work ethic or not. But I'm saying from the tape, they passed the eye test for sure.
Shit, the sleeper might be the undo from Oregon, bro.
Yeah, that's Chris Duarte. Yeah, he's solid.
Yeah, bro. If you go to Washington, that could work.
You know what I'm looking at? Like, at least list, bro. Like, a lot of, like, the teams that need the help got the most draft picks. Not a lot of teams in here who are your playoff teams are selecting this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, besides the bottom, like, five.
Everybody else needs these
Everybody picks, needs the help, bro.
Well, Golden State does not need the help.
They don't, but they're going to get all the help they need.
Well, I'm just saying they're the only team that I would say 14 and 10, bro. Or no, 14 and...
7?
Like, bro, y'all don't need that. Y'all getting Clay back, which is scary because they could trade it for whoever they want.
Whoever they want.
And not even miss it. It's like, well, got rid of two just to get one.
I definitely think there's going to be some trades because Houston got two picks in here. New York got two picks. Oklahoma City got, what, two, three picks?
Damn.
There's a lot of multiple.
Portland got a pick?
I didn't see Portland in here. I think Portland traded their pick to Houston for Covington.
Damn.
Yeah, I think they should be around here. The 22.
They got a second round? They traded all their picks? Portland.
I do not see them with a second round pick.
Damn. All right. Well.
Once again, trades can happen.
Dust yourself off and try again.
If there was a draft where you could kind of like trade your way in and still get somebody solid in the first 30 picks, this would be it.
If I'm Portland, I'm trying to get Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Nope. Yeah.
That's not gonna happen at all.
Nah, if I'm Portland, really, let's see. Portland should probably try to get Kai.
From Texas?
Yeah, or Chris.
Which is that, like, say he's projected at 15, it's a possibility.
Because if they can re-sign Norman, get rid of CJ, put Chris at 2.
Backup 2?
No. You're getting rid of CJ. Chris has to start.
You would start him?
We need defense, because they ain't going to get you 50. We already know that. We already know that. If they ain't go out there and get you 30 a night, and you got 2 lockdown guards, well, 3, really, with Powell, I guess him and Covington.
So do you have any, out of the ones we've seen today, who's like, okay, you can start day one? Have we seen anybody who's like,
day one? That could be a star from day one?
Starter day one.
Starter.
So we know Kay Cunningham.
No matter what team they go to, they should just start?
Well, let's do it that way. No matter what team you go to, based on the people we've seen today, who's like, yeah, you can start for sure?
Cade, well, top 3 picks.
Yep.
They could start. Hold on, scroll up. I can't see that list. Top 3 picks could start. I want to say Jalen at the point guard. Damn. Jalen might be able to come in and start off.
Yeah, from Gonzaga?
He's nice.
I didn't even look at his tape. Jalen, I knew he was already nice.
Jalen's nice.
It's like a Brandon Roy, like 6'4 kind of like game where it's not flashy, but he's getting
buttons. Yeah. He's getting to the point. It's not really no.
That's Gonzaga. Like, yeah, most right. Players like come from there.
Kai could come in to start just because he's 6'11. Anybody that's long and springy, I feel like a start right now because they need length.
I think.
And whatchamacallit? I feel like Chris could really go somewhere and start.
Yeah, like I said,
because he's gonna just play in his role. If he plays in his role, I feel like he can start for anybody. They all need 3 and D.
Prior to our top 3, my number 1 pick to start will be Davion Mitchell. I think he can go somewhere and start.
He remind me of whatchamacallit?
No question.
His motor, it's like Colin Sexton.
His NBA comparison is Ty Lawson. I think he plays better defense than Ty Lawson, but I can see it because he's small.
Ty Lawson used to play D until he stopped Carroll playing cold. D.
Let's not get that twisted either. Ty Lawson was nice.
Ty Lawson used to play defense.
But yeah, I think Davion can go to Indiana. He can go to, he can't go to Golden State, but I think Indiana can go and start. And after, but then after that, like, bro, you're not going to Golden State and start. You're not going to Washington. OKC got that unlock. Memphis got that unlock. New York can use a point guard for sure. Who's New York's point guard?
Lord. I feel like they might have been starting RJ Barrett at point guard in the playoffs.
Who's New York's point guard?
Because it's not Elfrid Payton, is it?
Oh, Rose. D Rose?
But no, somebody was starting at the beginning of the season. Yeah, Elfrid Payton was starting.
Yeah, I think he can go to, I think Davion can go to New York and start right now. No issue.
Anybody go to New York and start. That's what I said. No matter what team, if it's no matter what team, I don't think he can go anywhere and start. I feel like anybody that's in that 2, the shooting guard to the center range, could go to any team and start right now because I feel like those are the positions that you can kind of compete for, depending on.
Because there's not a lot of elite versions of 2s on. I think right now it's a one heavy like league, so all your best players are 1s. But
it's not a lot of young 2. I think we only got D Book and Donovan Mitchell in terms of young 2 guards. Because then you got Clay, he's in his upper half, upper lower 30s, Harden lower 30s, CJ might be touching 30s. Who else is a shooting guard? Shooting guard is going to get real scarce in a little bit.
Yeah, and might as well start getting him now.
So point guard is going to be good for a minute. Small fours might get a little scarce after probably like 2 or 3 years.
I think
years.
They're already kind of scarce. I think you got Bron, KD, Kawhi.
That's it. If you want to talk about elite, that's it. Then you got your good ones. You got your B.I.s. Well, Jason Tatum's a 4 or 3.
And I don't know. I don't know what.
I don't know what Jason Tatum
is. I personally would have
him at 3. I would say he's a 3.
But
I would put him in that. Jason Tatum better than B. He's better than B.I., but it's like he's not elite. Like, fuck. The niggas we just named are goers.
Yeah.
So like, he's not touching them, but he's.
Why Bron KD is.
S tier. Jason Tatum probably be A tier by himself. If we're talking about in terms of 3 yards. Paul George be S tier. Because no matter where Paul George goes, it's going to shake some shit up.
Yeah.
Like, Paul George was to go to a fucking, I don't know, another contender team, but all right, damn.
Yeah, we're definitely on track with, like, you know, the league being very...
expect to get... well, not scarce, it's just we don't know. So we're gonna, we don't know who's going to take the reins.
It's turned into a time period where, like, you're going to start seeing a lot of people start to bloom right now because...
young power forwards, you got your Zion. And that's literally it. Who else is the power forward? Julius. I mean, he's not...
Julius Zion, not touching his... Giannis.
Yeah, like, Giannis.
Giannis is the S tier.
He's the S tier. And then the S tier center that's young right now is probably Aiden. Yeah, Aiden and Embiid.
Like, I would
be the S and Aiden's an A, so yeah.
But like, it's
Jokic. Oh, I thought Jokic might be touching his 30s, bro.
You think so?
I think Jokic was born in 90 something, 92, 93. Don't tell me he's only 26. Damn. Jokic is good. He good for a couple years, bro. Yeah,
last...
I was about to be up.
It's changing, bro.
He might be next to get that chip.
It's changing.
If Jokic want to come back in shape, like kind of like Brolic.
Yes, he don't have to.
But I'm just saying, if he try, what is he, 284, 264?
284, 6'11", 284.
If he came back 260, it would be a problem. Like, bad. Like, Jokic is out here dunking on niggas. Like, bruh, why is he jumping like this? If he came home for offseason and came back like 260, but still was like, he's still going to be 6'11". He could still shoot.
IQ's crazy.
It would be bad, bro. He won MVP. It was kind of lazy to me. Not in the sense of how, like, he plays lazy, but it just looked like he won it, but it just didn't look good.
He come back. Like, say, if he drops 10
pounds, 274.
He comes back. He'll get his 50, 40, 90. He was really close this year. 56, 38, 86. Like,
he get a chip.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a Jokic kind of, like, running a little bit? Because he don't run.
Nah.
So, if you imagine him just, like, kind of running the break for a little bit.
To have them JaVale strides where he's just, like, running
bro,
just for
a
little
bit. Bro,
he's just
running. You don't gotta get super tired. Just get your ass up the court.
Yeah. League's in really good hands. Yeah. Future's looking real bright.
All the young G's. And then the young point guard were probably under 24.
Is it Trey?
Is Luka? That the... Luka.
Do we count Luka as a point or a small forward?
I count Luka as a point.
And then if that's the case, then yeah, it's definitely Luka for sure.
I never seen Luka as a small forward in my life. He just don't play. It just don't fit.
In that case, it's definitely Luka. But if I was going to say traditional...
Trey. It should have been Ben Simmons, but we're not going to talk about that.
Trey
Ben Simmons should be averaging like 28, bro, right now.
Trey, Luka.
That's it. Those are your S's.
LaMelo. Not S's, but yeah, LaMelo, those are your young core LaMelo guys. Be so, your young core guys who are like, it's that top.
I don't think so there.
I think it is. Not
Melo,
yet.
Melo better than Zoe right now. This offseason is going to be big for Zoe. I don't know what he's going to do. Zoe's constantly improving, so he's not trash, but I just think he's not. No.
Melo. I think Zoe plays better defense than Melo. So, therefore, like, in my head, he's more of a valuable asset because he's two-way. Not saying Melo's not valuable, but I consider, like, two-way players.
More valuable?
More valuable.
I don't think. Not Melo.
He's not, like, an elite defender yet, but he's getting there.
He's not more valuable than Melo just of the defense. Because Melo make everybody better, dog.
Same thing with Zoe.
Zoe get you that ball and the money.
We seen it. We're watching it now with Kuz.
What?
And LeVar said it. Watching you take my son away from Kuz, what happens? Kuz. Zoe with Kuz, they were doing stuff.
Kuz been ass.
My point being is that Zoe with Kuz was making him look a lot better than he did.
Was he?
Yes.
Kuz always looked trash to me. Everything just looks wild,
they was like,
bro.
Oh, yeah, Kuz about to be at when they traded Zoe, the phrase that I saw on Twitter was that Kuz is going to be that third option. And I'm sitting there looking like, nah, that ain't it.
Not at all.
That ain't it at all. I don't know what y'all
third
see.
Third option went straight to Rondo.
I don't know what y'all see,
going,
but that ain't,
Caldwell
that
Pope, cause
ain't
that was not
it.
Going to Kuz.
I did not see third option.
Kuz couldn't do shit.
Zoe makes a lot of people look really good around him.
Yeah, he does. B.I. might be one of them.
B.I. made All-Stars, so I can't really say.
No, B.I. just make himself look good.
B.I.
Same thing with Zion.
It just took them dudes to get out of L.A. And once they got out of L.A., it's like, oh, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But we're going to wrap it up here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed our draft episode. We will come back after the draft and talk about our selections and be kind of like surprised who got picked, like who didn't get picked, what trades happened. Hopefully there's some trades because, you know, we need that. We need that content, baby. But yeah,
it's big enough to win over here.
We'll catch you guys on the flip. It's been real. One by two. Share the pod. Tell a friend. You know the vibes. We out. Peace. You could.